Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Was that right, Derek?
I think so.
I'm Derek.
Oh, jeez.
Milestone episode 71, the same year that Magic Kingdom opened. That is correct, isn't it?
71, yes, without the 19.
Coincidence? I think not.
Most definitely not. Guys, Josh is back today.
What?
After his big, long weekend of fun. Josh, how was your weekend?
It was so good.
Did you do anything exciting?
Yeah, you know, preseason football was really good.
How are the Seahawks going to be?
7-9.
We appreciate Josh joining us once again. Josh, it's almost like you're one of us now. It may be a bad thing.
Yes, it's nice to have friends for once.
Well, you always have a friend in the Grim Grinning Guys. Speaking of friends, there is a candle that lights the friendship a flame that burns. Is that the quote, Derek?
Josh, I apologize that you have to endure this.
The later in the evening it gets, the crazier it gets in the graveyard.
You need to go back to Josh's quote. It's 10 times better than anything about a candle.
Something about enjoying the time you have with the people you love?
That's what this is.
Yeah.
That's what the Grim Grinning Guys
Every
embody.
Show is like that.
Yes.
Sorry, you are ruining the sentiment of that comment.
Our apologies. This is episode 71, ranking Disney character dining. Now, we have poured hours into prep for this show. Right?
And this is milestone of all milestones, to have a ranking with a guest ranker.
Yes. We've never done this before.
I am incredibly honored.
I can sense it in your voice.
This is the best day of my life.
Well, I'm so sorry.
So I've got to change. Instead, what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to rank the presidents from Hall of Presidents.
Oh, no.
Well, I did want to mention that we're
going to rank the country bears.
We have ranked most of these restaurants before in another ranking.
In
but
some capacity.
This is going to be strictly character dining.
And as we warned Josh earlier in the show prep, this gets pretty controversial. We've had a lot of hate and backlash on social media for ranking certain restaurants in certain places. So,
and to be honest, Josh is a fan of controversy.
He is.
I hope I can withstand it, you know, not being a man of controversy myself.
we are thrilled to have you with us, and we're going to let Josh go first in the character ranking, but let's briefly run down what our character dining restaurants are.
Do we have an official number?
I think it's 13. Cinderella's Royal Table, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Crystal Palace, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Garden Grill in Epcot, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Akershus Royal Banquet Hall in Epcot, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hollywood and Vine, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Tusker House Restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 1900 Park Fair, which is breakfast and dinner. We have Chef Mickey's, which has, I believe, breakfast, brunch, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
Ohana Breakfast, Cape May Cafe Breakfast. We also have the Garden Grove. We have Ravello over at the Four Seasons and Trattoria Al Forno, which offers a character breakfast. And as we go through these, we'll be sharing what characters they offer and a little take on the cuisine. Derek, how many was that? Did we say 13?
I quit counting at 3.
Oh, perfect.
It's 13.
So 13 restaurants we'll be ranking. We're going to start at the very bottom to pick out the very worst and work our ways all the way to the top. Now, Josh, you mentioned there are a couple of these you haven't been to.
There is one that I have not been to.
Don't let that discourage you.
One.
Because there's one that is Ravello. I'm technically banned from Four Seasons Resort properties worldwide.
Well, we won't ask you to go into the details of that story. Where all have you been banned, Josh?
Just for the purposes of this discussion, Four Seasons resort properties and residences and golf courses worldwide.
I look forward to hearing this story.
That might be a special show.
Yeah, absolutely.
At some point.
Where would you like to be banned from? All right, we will start with restaurant number 13. So, Josh, take it away. Lead us off. Which is the worst Disney character restaurant on Walt Disney World property?
Well, this is the only one that is obvious, in my opinion, and it is Cape May Cafe.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, it's not as good as the breakfast at Ale of Compass at the Yacht Club, and you don't get Mickey Mouse. So what's the point?
That is true. I believe it's usually Donald, Goofy, Minnie, and I think I saw they were adding Daisy. Is that did you hear anything about that? Maybe not.
Daisy, yeah, I'm sure she's packing them in there. ask the kids who they want to meet at Disney World. It's Daisy at Cape May Cafe.
Well, you don't know. They may enjoy a little beach theming. This is one of the ones I've been to. My wife and son and I, when we stayed at Beach Club, but we ate there because we were staying there, and we enjoyed a good meal. It was reasonably priced by Disney character standards, and we went there for around a 10:30 brunch, I guess you could say, and we enjoyed it. But hey, that's part of the system, Derek. I can't change Josh's right. ranking.
Why would you?
My Josh wife.
Josh is perfect.
That's correct. Josh, I will pass along my apologies to the wife. So. Craig, what about number 12?
Number 12, boys. I'm in between a few.
Believe it or not, Craig's having a difficult time making a decision here.
I am going to say Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, y'all are killing me.
Because it's Disney Junior characters.
Not always, Craig.
Well, and some of Minnie's friends. But I'm just not a big Disney Junior fan, so that would take it off the list for me right away. Now, the food again, does not
have you been there?
Determine that. I have not, but from reading the menu. Josh, you've been at Hollywood and Vine for the character meet?
Oh, have I?
Is my ranking too low?
No, that's probably the right answer. Because you can meet those characters outside in Animation Courtyard anyway. It's a short wait, so why spend the money on an expensive breakfast? The one bonus of Hollywood and Vine breakfast is that you can probably sign your child up for Jedi Training Academy before the meal, but I guess that's only you still have to go to Hollywood and Vine, so you're not really going
there. Well, we ate there in December. And of course, we were on the dining plan, which I know Josh loves. And we ate there for dinner, which was like $55 with the Fantasmic dining package, which was like $55. It was only one credit. I liked it because all the characters were dressed in Christmas attire. You could meet Santa Goofy once you went in there. So, Craig, for lunch and dinner, they have this rotating theme. They may have a Halloween theme or a Christmas theme. I like it because you can meet those characters in the season's
right.
theme. The food itself was just okay. Derek, you've been there before?
No. Sorry, I'm 0 for 2 so far. So hey. I don't mind seeing them down here. And Cape May, I think, doesn't it always smell like seafood?
I guess I've just got bad taste. Derek, number 11.
Number 11 is going to be the one Josh has not been to. The one over at Ravello.
Uh-huh.
Good Morning Breakfast with Goofy and Pals. Not really interested in going to Four Seasons if Josh can't join me.
Well, why would you go?
It says traditional breakfast favorites as flaky as fresh baked chocolate croissants, tasty buffet.
It includes a complimentary download of digital photos.
So you get a photo pass picture.
So that takes us to number 10.
Not much to say about that.
No. Number 10, just looking over the list tier. I'm going to put number 10. I'm going to say that it is Garden Grove over at the Swan Hotel. I don't know much about it. I've never been over to the Swan and Dolphin. Josh, have you ever enjoyed a meal at Garden Grove?
Garden Grove. No.
So that's two that you haven't been to.
Yeah. Those properties don't exist as far as I'm concerned.
Are you banned from the Swan as well?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just
but it wouldn't be the first time.
I think the Garden Grove, looking at it, it only has character meals. They have breakfast character events on Saturdays and Sundays, and only two characters show up.
How's that even on this list?
I don't know. It made the list. I mean, I'm not the one that ranked Cape May Cafe or Hollywood and Vine below it, but
oh, sorry.
That's y'all's decision.
Sorry. It shouldn't be on the list. That's why.
You prefer the Saturday and Sunday character.
I'm saying it shouldn't be on the list. Well, it shouldn't be on the list.
It made the list.
Oh.
Josh, number nine.
I don't know. They're all good.
See, Josh struggles like I do.
He's way more positive than Derek.
I don't know how. Garden Grill lunch and dinner are not good. The breakfast is really pleasant.
I like the way Josh judges this. It's based on the food more than anything else.
The Garden Grill breakfast is really good. You know, I would not be caught there for lunch or dinner. So Garden Grill is my choice, despite the fact that I love breakfast there. Caveat.
Do you like Chip and Dale?
Like Chip and Dale, and I like that. The nice thing about Garden Grill is the setup of the restaurant. A circular shape is that you feel like it's a lot more private than the open floor plans, and because the food is served family style, you don't have to get up. They bring everything to you. So those are two big positives, I think, of the breakfast. And if you get an 8 a.m., you can then go out, get a soaring afterwards without much hassle. That's nice too. But I would not go to lunch there.
I'm really starting to question myself because we went there for dinner and enjoyed the dinner. I thought the food was good, but apparently I've been doing this all wrong.
So Josh, you're saying that if the food is bad, but yet they bring it to you in family style, it's okay?
The breakfast is good. How long ago did you go to dinner?
I went in December.
Yeah, then I guess maybe some reassessment would be wise.
I went in May.
Not that there's anything wrong with pot roast for $55.
Well, there's a lot more to it, but not. I digress.
Boy, Josh sounds like...
I was on the dining plan.
Oh, I was on the dining plan.
This has taken a turn for the worst. I was saying he was a lot more positive than you, Derek. I'm starting to reconsider. Craig, go ahead and name the next one, number eight.
It's getting down to the nitty-gritty now, boys.
I'm surprised he didn't say that after his last pick. Number 12, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, boys.
Yeah. I want to say one, but I will be blasted for it. But it's just not, of what's left, it's just the bottom of my list. Chef Mickey's.
Trip back!
Chef Mickey's.
Cooks the food for you.
Yes, it's not. We went to it the very first time I ever went to Disney with my family, and it's not what I would.
Have you been back?
I have not.
That was, how long ago was that?
That's been 10 years.
He's all about second chances, Josh.
Well, talk me out of it. Talk me out of it.
Hey, it's not our job.
I just wasn't overly impressed with it. I mean, I love Mickey, but it wasn't overly impressive.
I think the overall food quality, I think, is improved.
Okay.
For everything.
Okay. So, can I change my ranking then?
Nope, too late.
Matthew's holding his ground.
What do you think about that one, Josh?
I don't know. I feel like the connection is getting worse and worse. I might have to hang up soon.
No! No!
I think it's good for the fact that you get to meet the Fab Five.
Obviously, Craig doesn't care who he meets when he eats.
He doesn't care about the meats, but it's character dining. So, the dining's important, but also the character interaction.
I know. That's not what you do it for the food, but the food was not impressive to me when we... But again, it's been 10 years, so maybe you're correct, guys. Maybe I need to change my choice.
Derek, number
seven. I'm going to go with another one, Ohana. I was not big on... I'm not. I like Stitch. I'm not much on Lilo and Mickey, and I guess Pluto was there too. Mickey Pluto. Yep. Interactions were not really that great to me. Breakfast is not that great. Considering both of those, I just I don't see it as a good character. Breakfast.
The one time we dined there, we were actually with Josh, Sissy, and Bruin and I. And I liked it because it accepts breakfast reservations up till noon. And so we went and ate about, we got out of Magic Kingdom, went and ate about 11:45. There's nothing special to the breakfast itself. It's bacon, sausage, eggs, biscuits, gravy. You know, it's, I love going to the Polynesian. You don't have to have a park ticket to go and eat there. You're seeing a couple characters that you don't usually see. But I mean, there's nothing special about the food. Josh, did you enjoy Ohana breakfast?
I was going to put Ohana as my number one.
Take that, Derek.
Hey, maybe
for sentimental reasons.
For sentimental reasons, how nice. See, there's that kind-heartedness coming out again, guys.
Yeah, I like Ohana, and no matter what the characters are,
Craig, this could just very well be just dining.
Yes.
With restaurants that happen to have a character there. Number six. Is it my turn? I guess it is.
Yes.
I am going to say never been here, but I'm going to say the Akershus Royal Banquet Hall.
Now, see, I have been there.
In Epcot. First of all, I'm not big on princess dining, period. If I'm going to opt for that, I'll probably try to get in the castle. And I've had a couple of people who ate here that weren't big on the cuisine. What do you guys think?
Yeah, the food there was not, again, if I'm basing it on food, I would rank it probably, well, probably where I rank Chef Mickey's. But the atmosphere with all the princesses was very, very good. Plus, it's easier to get into than Cinderella's Royal Banquet is why we chose it. We couldn't get into Cinderella's when we went. We went here instead, and it was just as good. The food was just different. So we really enjoyed it. Harper was 5 or 6 at the time, and she was blown away. Kobe, he was 10 or 11. He enjoyed it, getting his pictures made with the ladies. So I'm kind of like Josh on this one. The sentimental for me would be higher than where you just ranked it.
What are your thoughts on Akershus, Josh?
I was there in November, and it was really good. And I was there again in March, maybe April, and they had changed the menu, and it was not nearly as good. So I think that's a fair spot. And you can see those princesses elsewhere too. Mm-hmm. Unlike Satoria Elforna, which can't be Flynn or Eric.
That's so true.
There's that.
So Josh, we are down to the final five. Which one are you putting at number 5?
Tusker House.
Tusker House in Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, for a long time it was Boba Light, but I think the quality has been dumbed down, and because of the various dining packages and all sorts of stuff that they put people in there with that it's become busier too. So 5 or 6 years ago, the food was very good, and it wasn't very busy. Now it's a lot more busy, so it's potentially less special.
And the characters you'll run into there are typically Donald, Goofy, Mickey, and Minnie in their safari attire. And I know all of us here have eaten at Tusker House, and we've had pretty good experiences, yeah, I think.
Food was good, but as you said earlier, those characters you can meet in that attire in other places in the park.
Yeah. Well, not, no.
You can't, Mickey and Minnie you can, for sure.
Well, yeah, pretty similar.
But not Donald.
Yeah, now that they're doing the Donald Dino Land Bash thing. Craig, we are down to the final four.
Nitty gritty.
Final four. So do you want me to just go through what we have left?
It should be Cinderella's Royal Table, the Crystal Palace,
1900 Park Fair,
and
Trattoria Al Forno.
Yes.
Craig, what's number 4?
I have not been to Trattoria. How you say it?
Trattoria Al Forno.
Yes, I have not been there.
Now, Craig, you'll want to know this. It's not a buffet.
Oh, well, that knocks her off the list. That should have been ranked a whole lot lower. But Josh did say that those are characters you can't just meet anywhere.
Now he cares about the characters.
So that that ranks it up higher, but of the top 4, it would probably be 4th for me.
Trattoria Al Forno, number 4.
Because the other three, I have enjoyed all three. So I would say this would be number 4 in my book. Now, Josh, would you disagree? Would you rank that higher?
No, that's the right spot.
Perfect. Now, the three of us, we've never been to Trattoria Al Forno for breakfast.
It's just...
Can you give us a...
You're the only one that's been on the boardwalk area really for breakfast, so it's kind of hard when you're staying at Values to get over there.
That's true. Josh, what were your impressions of the Trattoria Al Forno breakfast? Because it is a little unique compared to some of the other ones.
Yeah, well, I went there on the first day with 4 guys, so there's that. But it's unique. There's nothing really special about the restaurant, probably, but it is an Italian restaurant, and the menu is a bit Italian, which is kind of fun. You pick an entree, unlike the other restaurants. There's no buffet aspect whatsoever, which can be nice. You can relax and wait for the characters to arrive without having to worry about being up and missing that, as well as being able to see Flynn and Eric, who you can't normally see, although they will not take a picture together with their princess.
Huh, that's
potentially a bummer.
Yeah, that's strange.
But there's some other fun aspects. There's an adventure map they give you, and they play up that aspect. It's nicely themed. It's very relaxed, and the boardwalk is a pleasant area to visit as well.
Now, is it a fairly easy reservation to get?
You know, it's actually more difficult than you would think, but they did extend the times to around noon now, so it's easier to get later into the morning, which can be nice, too.
Derek, number 3.
Who do I upset, you or Craig?
Oh, so we know which one he's not picking.
Well, we know who he's going to upset.
Just remind me again what's left.
Cinderella's Royal Table, Crystal Palace, and 1900 Park Fair.
This has been I know I got lucky the day I had it. The highest quality meal I've had was at Cinderella's. So even though that's the case, I'm going to have to take it right here.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's out of nowhere. I didn't expect that at all.
We ranked Cinderella's Royal Table as our number 1 Magic Kingdom table service, but you're putting it here as number 3 on the character dining list.
I must be in a mood today.
That's not surprising. Josh, is he right or wrong?
It is expensive, and they do rush you a bit, but you could say there's nothing else like it.
So, Derek, you are wrong.
Plus, you can get a bottle of Dom P for $350 at 9 in the morning. Where else are you going to do that?
9 in the morning. So Derek, you just... But I mean, it's still number 3. That's a good ranking.
Right. It is, but I guess when we ranked the restaurants, I was more focused on the food quality.
Yep.
And here, I'm trying to be more focused on the character.
Yeah.
And the characters are good, but I think it being princesses... I think I'm more limited because we have little boy. You have 2 little boys.
Yep.
Are you really often going to go to a princess dining, character dining? And
it is neat, as Josh said. There's nothing else like it. You're getting to eat in the castle, and I mean that's really really cool. It's very expensive.
When we did it, it was just Rachel and I. It wasn't. Yep. We didn't have Boone yet, so.
We took Bruin, but he was still 2, so we didn't have to pay for him. That's why we went. All right. So
now, question for you, Matthew. I know it's your choice now.
Yes.
But are you going to let Josh decide as our guest? And maybe an unbiased opinion here?
Yep. Josh, obviously the person that picks number 2 is essentially getting to pick number 1 as well. So since you are our guest, I'm going to let you pick what is number 2. Is it Crystal Palace or 1900 Park Fair?
Who would have thought 1900 Park Fair would come out on top? But I would put Crystal Palace number 2,
so,
despite the hype around the Christopher Robin movie at the moment. Very topical.
Have you seen Christopher Robin?
No. Heavens no.
In your words, Josh, it is very precious.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a very sweet movie, and I will never see it.
But Pooh is available at both places.
That's true. You can meet Winnie the Pooh at 1900 Park Fair or... Crystal Palace.
Now, matter of fact, at 1900 Park Fair.
He's there at breakfast.
For breakfast, yes. Last time I was there, they had him outside in his own special area to have your picture made with him. Mm. Unlike the other characters that came through. I've always enjoyed it. My wife loves Mary Poppins more than any other character, so that's why we've always had it one of our favorite. And the food is pretty good. I think, Josh, didn't you say in your article, didn't you recently review this and how bland it is? I mean, just the decorations, but other than that, it's pretty good. I mean, compared to Crystal Palace, probably the setting is not as great.
Well, the Grand Floridian is a beautiful resort, although the room itself at 1900 Park Fair is potentially more subtle than maybe you would be expecting, windowless and whatnot.
Right.
But it's got a nice assortment of characters, a very different characters at breakfast and dinner. Breakfast is a nice assortment of talking characters and maybe bouncy characters and Tigger, Winnie the Pooh.
The Mad Hatter.
Dude's great.
Well, mm-hmm. I guess I will go ahead and pick number one. It's going to be 1900 Park Fair.
Oh, wow.
Now, I probably would have... I gave that right up because I probably would have put Crystal Palace at number one. Josh, I kind of feel about Crystal Palace the way you feel about Garden Grill. I think the breakfast at Crystal Palace, in my opinion, is the best character meal there. I love the Pooh's Puff French Toast and the breakfast lasagna that they have. And, of course, our family loves the Winnie the Pooh characters. I've not yet had a chance to try 1900 Park Fair. That is on my next trip to do list.
You were going to last time.
I was
going
to try to last time, but our son got sick, so that didn't work out.
I was trying to think, do they make omelets for you and things like that at Crystal Palace?
I believe so.
Because I'm about to say, at 1900 Park Fair, they actually have a shelf that will fix whatever you want there.
I believe so. So congratulations, 1900 Park Fair. Derek, you want to run down the list real quick?
I will. 13, Cape May.
Boo.
Number 12, Hollywood and Vine.
Boo.
Number 11, Ravello. I don't know. Something about Goofy. I don't know. Number 10, Garden Grove. Number 9, Garden Grill. Number 8, Chef Mickey. Number 7, Ohana. Number 6, Acre Shoes. Number 5, Tusker House. Number 4, Trattoria Al Forno. Number 3, Cinderella's Royal Table. Number 2, Crystal Palace. And of course, number 1, 1900 Park Fair.
Now, Josh, if it had been up to you, what would you have placed number 1?
1900 Park Fair is a good choice.
So you got your way.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
As I orchestrated.
He knew once when he first said Cape May Cafe, he knew exactly how the chips would fall.
Probably the only real surprise there was my ranking of Chef Mickey's, wasn't it?
I'm not too surprised.
Okay.
It's kind of a lot of people kind of pan it for the cuisine. So, Josh, any other thoughts on character dining?
Garden Grove should have been last. It was my mistake.
Are you openly admitting to making a mistake?
Don't do it, Josh.
I made a mistake.
Oh! You heard it here first, folks, on Grim Grinning Guys.
Breaking. Confirmed.
Breaking. Episode 71, Josh makes a mistake.
Well, how are you going to argue that a character breakfast with two characters... It's only available on 2 days.
2 days of the week.
If the flipping swan isn't the worst one, you have to be stupid not to pick it.
We need to scrap this whole episode and start over.
Oh, no. Nobody wants that. I know Josh doesn't want that. Well, that Texas...
In last place, I pick Garden Grove, the obvious worst choice.
Obvious.
Obviously.
We'll work that in.
We'll do our best
to edit that.
Well, gentlemen, that takes us to a segment we like to call
Grim Grinning Greatness.
Derek, do you have a question?
I was going to limit it to the restaurant selections that we have made tonight and the character interactions. What do you think of that?
Like which
who is your number one character
to meet at any of the character meals?
Right.
Okay.
And base that on personal interaction, not on hope and dreams.
What do you mean? So, Derek,
are you asking me which character I like to meet the most?
Yes,
at the character
none
meals.
Of, yeah. None of them. It's horrific.
Imagine if
you were the Disney princess and I walk up, like pouring sweat with a gigantic camera. like just muttering, like, I don't want to be here. They don't want to be there. It's terrible.
And when you go with four men, that would do it too, I think.
It's so bad.
So Josh doesn't want any.
Josh wants. He'd rather have
characterless dining.
Yes. I guess we should have thought about this before we asked him to join this ranking with us. He's probably hated this whole show. Oh, go ahead,
my
Josh.
My favorite meet and greet is character spot because I can go in and take pictures of the characters and slide out of there without actually having to meet them.
Touche.
I don't think that you're using that wrong.
I'm sorry.
Again.
I'm sorry. Toupee.
I'm sure that is right though for you, Josh, because in your job, what you do, it's most of the time you by yourself. So it is kind of awkward to ask for a photo of you with any character. It's always odd for us three to ask for a photo with us three. Yes. So we can assume
he's just trying to get his photo pass value.
Exactly,
because that's what he does.
Derek, which one do you like to meet the most?
I'll have to go with Farmer Mickey from Garden Grill. He's in all into Mickey right now. So it's Mickey Mouse all the way right now.
And
I think
the big cheese.
As far as meals, that's the only Mickey he's met.
Craig?
I'm going to say at 1900 Park Fair, the Mad Hatter. He's always funny. Oh, he's always very interactive, making jokes, picking up the kids. So I really enjoyed meeting him, and I think he kind of makes that breakfast pretty fun.
Mad Hatter's a good one. I'm going to stick with just regular old Winnie the Pooh at Crystal Palace. Love Crystal Palace. He's got his own French toast, after all. And for me, it's a big sentimental reason. Ever since we first took Bruin there, he loved meeting Pooh Bear. My wife has always loved Pooh Bear. Winnie the Pooh, a lot of fun. Well, Josh, we thank you once again for joining us. We appreciate you helping us out here on the show and appreciate all the work you do. If you haven't followed Josh yet, you can follow him at EZWDW on Twitter. He's also on Facebook and, of course, his website, EZWDW.com. Go there for all types of great Disney touring content, advice, and more.
And co-author
of the Easy Guide to Your Walt Disney World Vacation.
And I'm sure Josh appreciates support of EZWDW as well.
Absolutely. There is no better Disney theme park blogger on the planet. There, I said it. Write it down, print it. Josh, if you want to use that quote to publicize your website, you can.
Did you just ask me a question?
Thank you, listeners, for joining in on today's episode. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Well, I can't speak to Ravello at all. I've never been.
That doesn't stop us, Josh.
That does not stop us, no.
But it should.